Welcome to Am I in the Wrong Room? A podcast exploring self-discovery, growth, joy, and the journey to your most authentic life. I'm Kimberly, your host and fairy god sister. So, if you don't know me, my name is Kimberly. I'm your host and fairy god sister. In this week's episode, which I'm so excited for the second episode, y'all, I'm so happy you're back. And if you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks for joining me. I hope that you like it here. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about imposter syndrome. So let's get into it. So let's level set and talk about some technical details for this topic. Imposter syndrome is a term that was coined in 1978 by two psychiatrists, Dr. Pauline Rose Clance and Dr. Susan Imes. The term describes a group of feelings or emotions in which a person feels as though they have only succeeded based on luck and not on their talent or other qualifications, aka what happened once was sheer chance and likely cannot be recreated. It's a group of feelings that are common to everyone at some point in their life, and it's discomfort that can bloom into many other things. Initially, when this was discovered or acknowledged, it only applied to women. However, several years later, Dr. Clance updated the description and created a test that is still used today. And in my opinion, if you work in a corporate setting, you may agree it's been pathologized in women ever since. Search Google for the topic, and it'll result in more than 5 million articles, web publications, scholarly, medical, and psychological journals, and more commentary on the subject. I read like 5 articles, so judge me if you want. I find the topic exhausting. Yet I'm sitting here talking about it and you're listening to me. So what does that say about us? Similarly, these emotions could prevent you from chasing your dreams, adjusting your life for the better, acknowledging that you are your own roadblock, and doing the exact same things we saw our parents do. Okay, that's likely more trauma and other things, but stay with me. It seems in my experience in conversations that we often measure ourselves against timelines that are made up. We take milestones from other people, stories, generations, TV, or someone's situations in life that are completely irrelevant to you or me. When it's all made up, daylight saving time, accomplishing things by a certain age, all of it is made up. I thought this topic was important though, because as I settled into starting this podcast, I realized I was in the midst of my own imposter syndrome experience. I realized I was choosing things I thought I could manage rather than choosing things and people that took me where I wanted to go. I was still very much an imposter in my own life. While yes, I am tracking back to myself and working through trauma, I found myself making choices based on who I had to be to survive. If it's easy enough, then I cannot be attacked or challenged. Exactly who I had learned to become. While imposter syndrome is a real thing, it's also gotten out of hand in terms of discussion that leads nowhere. I've heard so much about it just in my professional life. But not once did someone tell my anxious self how and what to actually do. It was just thought noise and musing, but never direction as to what I specifically should do. Even when I asked what I specifically should do. I have a story I'm going to badly paraphrase, but the point of the story is still there. Either on Tumblr or Reddit, there was a post from someone who was anxious, saying they had never been to Subway to order a sandwich. Many of the responses were sympathizing or empathetic. Then one person wrote down step-by-step instructions of what to do and what the experience would be like from door to payment. They were thanked, and the original poster was able to go into a Subway, less anxious and armed with the right guidance. How many times have we asked for help and gotten a general answer? Think about the BetterHelp ad that's out right now and all of the useless answers we are given when we literally go to someone we trust for guidance. And while my example was about an anxious person, regardless of your mental state, I think it happens across the board. Honestly, sometimes people just do not listen. They hear their own issues, denial, and whatever else they hear. Maybe I'm the only person who feels like they have gotten nothing short of silly answers in their lifetime. Maybe I'm not. These feelings of being an imposter, of not belonging, not checking all the boxes, not having the complete background, fear of failure, or fear in general, it affects my decisions on the next degree I'm going to get. It's the distortion of my inner voice. It affects the next relationship, on new friends, and how I move in general. Success leaves clues, and all I've heard is analysis. So let's dive in and see if I can not confuse myself or you. I've experienced times where I did not make moves towards what I wanted because I felt like an imposter at that moment. I could list every single thing that was wrong with me, what I wasn't, those people who were, and at the time, those were qualifiers not to follow my dream or an inspiration. And at least I'm not the only person. According to the International Journal of Behavioral Science, this affects at least 70% of people in their life. I think, and maybe you'll agree, that oftentimes those uncomfortable feelings become outright fear, and we push them down inside and try to ignore them. I've been stuck in a place of employment that not only wasn't for me, but daily I felt like I had to leave my true self at home and pretend. Also, people wouldn't assign emotions and values I didn't have. I was terrified to leave because I didn't want to end up in a similar situation again. Plus, I had already left a job I mostly liked for the sake of my career and growth opportunities. Add in the complications of my personal life and was like, I had to wear a costume that just didn't fit, only to live a life I mildly liked. Have you ever experienced that before? I know this didn't have to be, but my ADHD, my personal life, my mental status, it all wouldn't let me be great. At home, subtly someone confirmed that I was incapable of doing or escaping to better. On some days, it was a charge as to why I wasn't in charge and how I needed to lay down the law. On other days, it was just tearing me apart in general. When have you sought to do something different or learn a skill, try something out, and you were told it's hard and you'll likely have trouble? You weren't told that you couldn't do it, but it was presented that between you and the mountain was likely going to win. I mean, people just say disparaging things all the time. Some are just so negative, they don't even consider what they are projecting on you. Folks are not even listening to themselves when they speak to you. You're just looking for connection and empowerment. And you have to develop the self-trust and discernment of who you talk to and why you're talking to them. Sometimes you absolutely cannot get away from this person. And they'll tell you it's the truth, their opinion, or a dose of reality. And lately, I've been saying, splish splash, your opinion is trash in my head, and my mental health has improved greatly from this. I'm going to drop our first journal prompt here. During our time together, I'll drop journal prompts and affirmations when I think of them or when they're relevant. Journaling is important. You have to give the feelings and the things inside of you a place to live outside of you. Somewhere you can go visit if you want, set it on fire, scream at it, rip it up, or any number of things. So here we go. Think about the times you felt like you were unable to accomplish your vision. What was on your mind? Others? Yourself? Past failure? Past success? What happened, and what was the message you heard in your head? Why did you feel out of place? Conversely, if you think what I'm saying is horseshit, write about how you never had this problem. What did you do? And write the exact steps you took to overcome it, saying, I don't let people get into my head is not an answer. I want actionable steps that others can follow. How many people have come to you for something, and what actionable steps have you provided them with? So let's get back to our topic. Let's look at ourselves and the space we're occupying. One way I've managed these feelings in the past was to try and convince myself that where I was or where I was aiming for wasn't that big a deal. Since I couldn't be perfect at it, there was no point in trying to do it. It wasn't for me. I've said that a lot to a lot of people. Maybe someone becomes an expert researcher. You've learned every bit on the topic. If someone needs a reference book, girl, you are it. But most of the time, you learn by doing. And the answers you need as to how to do something come from doing it itself. People will say, take the next right step. But if you aren't even sure where to set your foot, what is the right step? Most of my real fear comes from having to deal with others and not being prepared for, or even being falsely, may I add, called out and slandered, completely unable to make a move or defend oneself. That is what I faced in my relationship all the time. No matter what reality was and that I could prove I was telling the truth, it didn't stop the madness. And then inaction was the solution. Until it wasn't. And that's true for every aspect of life. Inaction is not a solution. Even if it seems like it is, at one point, it won't be for very long. Because sitting in a chair and staring at the floor quietly seems like a good idea until someone is aggressively approaching and patronizing you for doing just that. I get flustered when I have taken the time to painstakingly explain my visions for it to be met with blank stares and confusion. Even today, I still have to often remind myself that no one will call me screaming at me. They won't scream at me in private. They won't scream at me in public. Just about attempting to figure anything out or to lay down a boundary. And simply, other people just judge you through their own limitations and tell you how you shouldn't be able to do something you set out to do because they had so much trouble. You are smarter than that. And here's our first affirmation. I am smarter, more powerful, and more capable than the limitations that others place on me. The limitations I hear are fear, and that cannot stop me from doing it anyway. There are legitimate blocks, such as racism, xenophobia, classism, misogyny. You can blast through all of that. I'm telling you, you can. You have to approach whatever you're working towards, even happiness, the same way you would eat an elephant, one bite at a time. Take the step that you can take and then worry about the next step when you need to move your foot. When imposter syndrome is discussed, it's largely placed on the person experiencing it to figure out how to solve it, which to me is perplexing. I went to someone, a mentor, a boss, a coworker, a friend for help, and I get an airy discussion as to how I am able or just to get over it. And then are left with the same broken stick I came in with. It is not always our responsibility to change the environment creating these feelings, but it is our job to leave that environment and search for higher ground. So let's get into journal prompt number 2. How much have we still internalized stereotypes about who we are, expected to be, and how we show up? Have I let self-doubt take over? How have I let people's extensions of themselves affect me? And again, if you're sitting here just listening for support and you think, I don't let what anybody thinks about me have anything to do with my mindset. Again, your journal prompt is, how and what are the actionable steps you take to do that? Now, when it comes to this podcast, I'm nervous about doing a half-assed job. I'm nervous if I will really relate to anyone, but I'm not nervous about how I'm communicating. And that's the right room. It's good stress, where my only concern is outperforming my own fears and not how I compare to others or what they will think of me or what they will do to me. I wanted to come at it from the sense of trying to fit in with friends that really aren't a good fit. Being around people where I had to talk about what they wanted to because they can't hold a conversation on a topic that interested me. Assuming that that was better than being alone or they weren't so bad, which is likely true, but it's not the place for me. And every day longer I entertain this, I don't fit in there. I don't fit in with myself. Don't fit in with where I'm supposed to be going in life. So now that we've been all in our feelings, what do I think you should do? What am I working on doing right now? Do anything. After being silent for so long, taking all the stuff thrown at me, I wanted to speak. I wanted to be heard. I didn't know what to say. I didn't actually want to talk to anyone. Hashtag shy and introverted problems. I looked at the things I was really good at and made me happy. I looked at what I wanted to accomplish at work and in my career and why it wasn't happening for me. Simply not the right room. I put all of my dependence of success on such a small portion of my overall intelligence. I wasn't prepared to deal with ADHD. And once I had gotten a really good and valid viewpoint of myself, I did something. I just picked something and started to try it. I learned enough to get started, and then I took steps to bring it to reality. So I tried microblogging. I wrote a few blog posts. I figured that for me, especially with ADHD, speaking was better. I shied away from a podcast because a good and close friend was already doing that. I tried YouTube. I made a few videos, and then I had to niche down so much, it made it hard for me to connect. I didn't just want to talk about money and saving. I didn't just want to rebuild financially. I wanted to rebuild completely. I wanted to leave something for smart women who had ended up in an abusive relationship and tried to make it work, but were beaten down. I wanted to leave something for the woman who struggles with depression and anxiety, the nerd, the blurred, the Black woman with un and underdiagnosed ADHD. I wanted a way to communicate with the community around me that picked me up and protected me and never left behind, to understand how they could help others, or to leave a guide so that if your friend is struggling through something and you don't understand, maybe I can give some voice to their feelings so that you can be the best friend that they possibly can have. To the woman who experienced financial abuse, or even the man, the soft heart who's taken so much and is trying so hard not to harden up. The steps no one ever told me were to face the fear, quit, leave, yell back, stop talking, stand on your own, talk back, speak up, tell someone, your boss, HR, your dangerous cousin. No matter the fear that exists, there is no reason not to do it anyway. Failing isn't the worst thing that can happen to you, and it may just be the redirection that you need. No is a complete sentence of which you won't die, and it'll put you in the room and the path that God has for you. You are going to make mistakes. You may make mistakes you've already seen. You may not make any as big as you've seen, or maybe you will. Maybe you'll make a whole new mistake that seems catastrophic, but still leads to a solution. Leads to new insight and a new perspective. That is just life. And this is just a period in your life. Just a period. It will not last forever. And simply not wanting it to last forever is the first step. Okay, lovelies. That's our podcast for this week. What did you think? Head over to Instagram and leave a comment and let me know. You can follow me at Am I in the Wrong Room? Also, the podcast is now available on Google Podcasts, Apple, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Stitchers, and Overcast. And of course, you can continue to listen on Anchor and Spotify. I'm so ready for Thanksgiving, you guys. I think I may stop eating on Tuesday, so I have enough room for Thursday. Also debating if I should drop a quick cast on gratitude, although I'm a fan of everyone focusing on their own family and relaxing. Mostly just eating. I may drop a cast on Wednesday instead, or maybe we'll just check in on Instagram next week. Have a good week. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Remember that leeway. And always remember, you are loved. Bye.